We want to welcome everybody into God's house this evening. Thank you for coming back tonight, and we thank the Lord for letting us come back tonight. God sure is good to us. We appreciate the meeting this morning. Glad to be back tonight and have a scripture that I was looking at earlier today that stayed with me. I want to read to you. It's in the book of Romans, chapter 12, and starting at verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. And so that goes along with something I preached this morning. No big I's and little U's. We all just the same in this. We get the same measure of faith. We get saved. We get the same measure of salvation. We're all just connected to each other in the body of Christ. And what a blessing that is to be in a group like that God's put us in by His grace. Let's all stand for prayer. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for just fixing things like they are. God, we praise you for just being so good to us in so many ways and just taking care of us and watching over us. And God, we thank you for salvation by grace through faith, and thank you for making us part of the church, in it together, member by member. And God, we pray tonight for this service. Lord, we ask you to just help us and bless us to get in the center of your will and worship you in spirit and truth. God, we pray tonight that your Holy Spirit would reach out and touch people. Lord, especially those that are here, but also especially those that might be listening on the live stream. God, we pray for your blessings to reach out to people. We ask in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated. We turn over to the choir.
Page 214.
I'm going to take a trip in the boat.
page 264.
Looking out over life.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the good singing. And think about that song. It's good to be on this road to glory land. You don't have to wait to get to heaven to enjoy what you got. If you're on the road, you can enjoy it all the way up the road. And then enjoy it in its fullness when you get there. But I'm glad we can enjoy it right now. I'd rather have what I've got right now than what the whole world's got. It's more precious. It's good to be here. And I appreciate what I feel. Now let's all stand for a little bit. If you got unspoken requests, just raise your hand, signify it. Amen. A lot of unspoken requests. If you got something to say, request on your heart, just say what God's give you. Amen. Amen. Pray for Kelly Thompson's mommy. She's still recuperating. Anyone else? Pray for the revival that's starting Wednesday night at Continental. Where Brother Donnie is the pastor. Brother Waylon Hunter is coming to preach that revival. Starting Wednesday night. It'll be at 7 o'clock each night. I don't know how long it'll go, but they'll just follow the Lord and take care of that. But really pray. And if you get a chance, go be with them. And I hope to do that a night or two. And I'm excited about it. And I got a burden for some folks up there and praying for them. And so like to see good things happen. Any other requests? Oh, yeah. I appreciate that. Larry Severs, I appreciate him. You know, he sent us letters and called and just acquainted with us on the live stream. But he appreciates this church so much and appreciates the preachers here and the church. And he just, he touches my heart. So remember that good request that was just made. Okay. Kenny is? Okay. Pray for Brother Kenny having surgery on his shoulder. Remember that. Someone else. Sister's mother-in-law's family. Pray for them. Any more? Let's pray for this service. Pray for God to speak to people's hearts that are in need tonight. And let me encourage you, if God touches your heart and you feel like coming to the altar, do that. And it was just mentioned, I think Brother Jay's one said it recently. He said, if you're sitting here or standing here in church and you feel like coming to the altar and you think, no, I shouldn't, and you're wrestling with it, he said, you probably need to come to the altar. Because when God's wanting you to come to the altar, Satan tried to talk you out of it. And so if you think you might need to come to the altar, come anyway. You know, put it like that. Anything else before we pray? If not, we'll ask Brother Carl to lead us in prayer. Thank you.
this service in Jesus' holy name we pray.
Continue to pray tonight and just obey the Lord in everything. Who would feel like singing a song tonight? If you got a song or songs on your heart, do what the Lord wants. Come and sing if you feel like. Like I said already, let's pray for them. Pray for them. Pray.
About God, he's this kind of angry person sitting up in heaven, and he's just waiting for us to step out of line so he can zap it and pour it on us. And let me tell you, that's not the God that I know.
Amen.
Because if he wanted to zap it and pour it on me, he's had plenty of opportunities, and he gave me mercy.
Yeah.
And loved me and gave me another chance. We hear the phrase second chance, and that person is a person of second chances. God is a God of multiple chances.
Amen.
And I'm thankful because I need them.
Yeah.
I need them. I've needed everyone he's given me, and I believe he will give me more chances in the future because I make so many mistakes. So when this song says that I love him and he's been so good to me, that's the reason why I want to sing the last verse again. Think about this. I worship him. I adore him. He's been better to me than I could ever be to him. I can never thank him enough. How many sermons can be preached about this Jesus? How many songs can be sung about God's Son? There are not enough words, enough notes in the music to tell the story of all my Savior has done. Did I mention that I love him, how I worship and adore him? When I can see no way, he makes a way. And did I mention he's been faithful to every promise he ever made me? I love him, that's all I want to say. I love him, that's all I need to say.
That's all you expect us to say sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Just, Lord, I thank you for the love that you
give. Yeah.
We forget to do that sometimes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I promise you.
Yes.
When I was a little girl and I didn't know what being saved was and I went to the church,
right,
I used to wish so bad that I had a family that sang in church and had a family that came to church.
Yeah.
And when I got saved and baptized, he told me, this is your family.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank God for today. I felt the Lord this morning and already today. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm glad I can feel him. I'm glad to know that I'm saved. I'm glad to know I'm one of his. I can remember, this was New Year's Eve a couple years ago. Chase Lay was here. And I was just going through a really difficult time, and I can remember him preaching, and I went and prayed at the altar that night, and I didn't say anything when I got up, but I want to share what I prayed about that night, and I don't know why God's put this on my heart, but I feel like sharing it. I think it was either him that preached it or someone before. He mentioned that if you were to go up to your dad and to say, Dad, am I your son? He'd say, of course you are. Of course you are. And so I just went and prayed, and I needed to know that God was mine and I was his, and I'm thankful that he gave me that assurance. If you're one of his, he won't leave you hanging, and I'm thankful for that. I know who I am. Sometimes I forget about it. Sometimes the devil tells me I'm nothing, but I'm thankful that I'm one of his children tonight.
From the time I woke this morning till the day was passing on, Satan tried to tell me that my victory would not come. So I just went into my secret place and called upon sweet Calvary's Lamb. My soul was filled with glory there when I remembered who I am. I'm an heir of God, a This old world has tried to tell me that my hope is all in vain. Oh, but they don't know the power that I have through Jesus' name. My soul, it has been redeemed. The price was paid by Calvary's Lamb. And His Spirit tells me I am His when I remember who I am. I'm an heir of God, heir to Christ, through royal blood set free. I am more than just a conqueror. I am one of the soul of mine when I remember who I am. I'm an heir of God, an heir to Christ, through royal blood set free. I am more than just a conqueror. I am one of the redeemed. I am of a priesthood, and I'm a stranger to this land. How heaven fills this soul of mine when I remember who I am.
Man, good singing. Thank the Lord for these good songs. I'm glad that I can remember who I am. And the Holy Spirit's what does that. And if you're here tonight, if you just kind of wonder, am I really saved or am I not? Don't be ashamed to come to the altar. That's a good place to come find out. You talk to the Lord about it. He knows, and He'll let you know. When you really approach the Lord, He'll let you know. Yeah. Well, it's good to be here. Somebody else got a song on your heart. Not. We'll look at these preachers. I don't know which one of them might have the message tonight, but like I often say, I appreciate our preachers. Thank God for them. Whichever one you fellas got on your heart tonight, just come ahead. Oh, that's good. Pray for him. Appreciate it.
Seems out of place, I guess, but when God wants you to do something, it's never out of place. I like to tell my experience. And this sounds bad, but I don't even know how old I was. Like Carl, I think in 1956, he remembers the year, but I was 18, 19, 20 years old. I don't really know. I don't know when it happened, but I know when it happened. I can go back to that time. I was raised in this church and probably heard 1,000 sermons, I guess. And I don't ever remember worrying about being convicted. I don't remember going to bed being scared. But one night I was working and God convicted me. And the next minute I said, I don't want to go to hell. And He saved me right then. He knows what He's doing. But I just felt like sharing that.
Thank the Lord. That sure was not out of place. That was just what God wanted. Bless my heart. Thank the and that it was for all of us, but maybe for somebody especially, that was what you needed to hear to help you make a move. And obey the Lord. God knows what He's doing. Amen. Now, anybody else got something on your heart before we get these preachers up? We're not in a hurry. Just want to follow the Lord. All right, we look to the preachers then. Whoever's got the message on your heart, come on. Mind the Lord. Over here or over here, either way, just come ahead. just think about it this way. You've already given plenty of time. If somebody else felt like getting up, they could have. So now you that feel like getting up, go ahead and get up. That's logical, right? It's easier to talk about stuff like that when you're up here instead of you sitting down there, you know. Puts me in a easier spot than somebody God's calling. Seriously, whoever feels like preaching, come ahead. I'm willing to. Let's pray. All right, let's pray. Appreciate it.
I won't be up long. I just got a little thought. I shared this with Continental on Wednesday night, and I just had a little, I was reading a little bit, and sometimes, Jeremy, you can kind of get some questions up in your mind a little bit as you're studying and pondering, and I had this little question come up, and I'll state the question that I had after I read, but I'm in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31, and I earnestly desire y'all's prayers. I just want to share this thought and get out of the way and just do what the Lord had me to do tonight. I didn't expect to be getting up here tonight, but I just want to do what the Lord had me to do tonight. And so in verse 31, I'm going to read in two different spots, but I want to read this first verse right here. Verse 31 of chapter 1 in Genesis. And it goes like this. It said, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." And hold on just a second here. This is the question that came to my mind, because if you read throughout this chapter and in this in these first couple chapters, this is when God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything. And this is also when he created man. He created Adam and Eve. And then this starts the story of Adam and Eve sinning in the garden and getting cast out of the garden and sin entering into the world. And Jeremy, the question that I asked was, why was it good? Because if you read this verse right here, and it says that God saw everything that he had made, and he said that it was very good. Why was it good for him to make man if he knew we was going to mess it up in the garden? And this, I was able to ponder on this for about a good week or so, and as I was reading a little bit, he directed me to right here, and this is in Luke chapter 23, verse 46, and this is when Jesus is on the cross. And the 46th verse is said, "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." And the Lord made it a little bit more personal with me once I read that. And he said, "Why?" I then began to say, "Lord, why did you create me, knowing that I was going to be a big screw-up as I am today?" I'm not saying that I'm a terrible, bad person, Billy Ray, but I've made some mistakes along the way. He knew that I was going to make all those mistakes. But I said, "Lord, why was it good for you to make man?" He said, "Look at what my son did for you." He said, "Look at what I put in your soul." He said, I breathed into the body a living soul, little Billy. And he said that it was all very good. Friend, can I tell you tonight, Kyle, this man that you're looking at, it's not good. It says my righteousness is as filthy rags, is what Paul had put it. We're not worth nothing, Kyle. But I want to tell you something. The goodness that we were singing about tonight, about how good our God is. Look at by what Jesus did on the cross. And if we are saved here tonight, we can all say that we've experienced the goodness of God tonight. That we've all had that mercy bestowed upon us. Why was it good to make man, Brother Blaine? Even though Adam and Eve would sin in that garden, I believe before the foundation of the world, Jesus had said, "Father, I'll go. I'll pay for all their sins. I'll make an offer for them that's good. That'll let them come
I'm back to heaven. I'm back up into Abraham's bosom like Lazarus did. There was a plan set in motion, Brother Kyle, that made it possible for me to get back to heaven, for me to have something good about me. I'm not Cameron Mason you're looking at, Jeremy, but what I've got down on the inside of my soul, that's the good part. That's the part God wants, and He wants to get it back. Through and by what His Son did. Why was it good? Jesus came and He lived a life no man could live, Billy Ray. He lived a life that I couldn't. No spot and no blemish about Him. And He came and paid a sin's debt that He did not owe. It was my sin's debt that He paid, Billy Ray. And I want to let you know tonight, if you need some goodness in your life, if you need to get saved, if you need to get closer, if you're going through a rough time right now, this is the advice I want to give you. Look to the cross. Look to the good part. I remember as a little kid at Pleasant View, we sang a song in the youth. It said, choose the good part. You say, preacher, Levi, what is that good part? It is Jesus, who died on the cross for you and I tonight. So, that's my little thought. Why was it good to make man? Because a plan was already set in motion. That way man could get back to God. So, Terry, I'll turn it back over to you. That's just my little thought I felt like giving tonight.
I'll let you give it out first.
Okay. All right, I appreciate you. I appreciate that. Let's all stand. Let's get us a song ready. And tonight, you can have that good part that Cameron was preaching about. Well, I praise God and what he said there and what the Bible said, what God made was good. And I'm telling you what, man made a bad choice, but it wasn't God's fault. And I praise God what He did as Cameron's preaching to us tonight. Jesus Christ died on the cross. Praise the Lord. He did that for you and I. And so, listen, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, or if you don't know if you're saved or not, or if you're out of fellowship with God, whatever you need is, we've got an altar to come to. And don't be ashamed to come to the altar. Come with great joy to have a place to pray while we sing. When you're ready. Come on tonight. Obey the Lord. Nothing to be ashamed of. Obey the Lord. Come. I believe God's calling somebody. That's good preaching. The Lord moved. I could feel it. Obey the Lord tonight. You can have that good part. You can feel heaven in your soul. Obey Him. Trust Him. Seek and you shall find. Well, I tell you, come while there's time and opportunity. God makes a way. Come on tonight. Come on. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Got one praying. Come on, pray for Sister Taylor. Come pray with her. Somebody else surely needs to come. Come on. Obey the Lord. If God's calling you, you need to come. God knows what to do. He knows who to call. He knows when to call. God never, ever makes a mistake. God never makes a mistake. I make a lot of them. God doesn't make any of them. And when God's calling me, I need to respond. When God's calling you, you need to respond. Obey the Lord. Obey the Master. Obey the Lord. Let Him call and you answer. Say, yes, Lord. Come on. appreciate them. They said they feel better, but they need prayers. So let's keep praying for them. And for some reason, I've lately been focusing on a lot. I want everybody that comes to obey the Lord, and whatever God would give them to say, say it. But I realize sometimes there's people come and God doesn't give them something that they really feel impressed to say. Well, they don't have to say it. There's a time to speak and time to be silent. And so I want people to feel the liberty to come to the altar without being pressured to say something if they don't feel like God wants them to. And so those were good moves. I appreciate them. I felt the Lord when those folks come. And I'm glad to be here. Appreciate the preaching. Good preaching. Good to be here tonight. Now, anything on anybody's heart? Obey the Lord. Okay. If nothing on anybody's heart, in just a minute, we'll get another song and be dismissed with the song, because this is our first Sunday night of the month. This is our business meeting, so we've dismissed with a song. And now, everybody's welcome to stay. We don't try to get rid of anybody or nothing of the kind. You're welcome to stay and sit through and observe a business meeting if you want to. But if you need to leave or want to leave, you certainly have that privilege and opportunity. No offense. But while we sing this song, those that need to leave can do so. And those that are staying for business meeting, after the song, we'll be seated for business. Thank you for being here tonight. Glad to have everybody.